And welcome back. We're now in the second half of the tape for the journey and visualization. So welcome back, and this will be the guided visualization for corn planting moon. And as I've explained, but I don't yet know, this is one of those where I have no idea where we're going. I'm going to be as surprised as you are about where we're going to go. Other than this idea that what we want to do is track the harvest moon, track the process of capturing our progress, beginning to slow down and rest after 3 or 4 months of strong activity, even if that activity may look like motion in stillness, or that activity may be stillness in motion. We may be frantically active, doing all kinds of stuff, putting in 14-hour days, moving, changing jobs, working really hard, doing all kinds of stuff, but all the while holding safe, sacred space in the middle. We don't know. Let's go see if we can see what the eyes cannot see and track the possibilities of our future so that we can unlock them in the present. We begin where we always begin, with the image of a rose, a single rose, your guard rose, your gift rose. How does your rose appear to you this evening? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered? If it's worn and tattered, we will replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one by the time we are done, so that you have the perfect gift, the perfect protection. But as an expression of gratitude, as an expression of unattachment, we always begin without assuming. We always begin by observing and asking, how does your rose appear to you this evening? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered? What color is your rose this evening? Is it a rosebud, or is it in full bloom? Smell the beautiful fragrance. Reach out and touch the silky petals. Be careful of the thorns on the stem and the sharp serrated leaves. And notice that the rose is not attached. It is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. It has either been placed in a pot or has been cut and is floating free or in a vase gently in front of you. But it is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. Gently turn your attention from the rose to the sounds in the room. The sound of my voice, the sound of your breath, the sound of your heart, squeaking of the chair, the sounds inside and outside this space, the wind in the trees, the snow in the mountains. We've done a little talking about weather shamanism. Remember the wild weather of a few days ago? If you're listening to this recording, proximal to when it was made, in mid-June, we had snow in the mountains just a few days ago, and high winds, wild wind and rain and snow, almost in midsummer, the beginning of summer, summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and we had snow at low altitude. What does that tell us about what's going on around us? There's an enormous amount of chaos in the world these days. And we know it's going to stay with us. The chaos in the news, the mortgage crisis, the elections, no matter who wins, most people are going to be unhappy with the result. No matter who wins, they're not going to be in a position to guide and lead and change things. They're going to have to be struggling every day to make something happen. Maybe they'll make something new happen. Maybe they'll just wallow on and muddle forward. No one knows where we're going. And there's certainly a lot of uncertainty in the world. in the consensual reality world, in the world of politics, in the world of your bank account, in the world of gas prices. What we know is that we know very little about what's going to be happening. That's why we're focused on learning to see what the eyes cannot see, because what the eyes see is very daunting. What the eyes see in an x-ray is cancer. What the eyes see in a bank account is not enough money to retire on. What the eyes see in the elections is not very good choices. No clear winning solution. But learning to surf the winds of possibility, it is times of chaos and challenge where the world changes. It is from trying times that new realities and new possibilities emerge. So we will be tracking that. We will be tracking that stillness in chaos. We will be tracking that motion in stillness. Occasionally, we pull the card at despacho, the stagnation card. The elliptical galaxies, the galaxies that have run the course of their life, they're the oldest galaxies in the universe, so that they have slowed down, and there's no new stars being formed. Everything is going in circles. And it seems like there's nothing left to do. But even in that, there must be change. There must be growth. Because in the universe, nothing is ever still. And we're going to learn to track that. And we're going to learn to surf the reality of our lives. Learning to be present in your life in the past, present, and future gives you this perception, this place to be. Whether your life is changing quickly or slowly, it is changing. Whether you're growing like a weed or a redwood, you're growing. Whether you're growing towards the moment of your death because you have a terminal illness, or whether you're growing into new possibilities because you're overcoming tragedy, there is growth and life in all things. The work we've been doing over the last three moons, has been about learning to see beyond consensual reality, to see what the eyes cannot see, to perceive the world through serpent eyes. Imagine we'll just teleport to that field of our future that if you've been doing these calls in order, you can see very clearly. We have this clear field where we've been planting and tilling, preparing the soil all this time. We have been working for months to get to this place where we have this well-prepared soil, this well-cleared field. And this workshop, this call, this moment is about letting go. We set those bags of seeds along the edge of this field many, many moons ago. We looked at the empty field and I said, what are the bags of seeds on the side of the field? Now we're actually going to choose which ones we're really going to plant. And we're going to let the other ones become compost for next year. Now we're going to look at that field and see what sprouted from the work we've already done. And decide with our spirit eyes, allow serpent or jaguar or condor, allow us to see the field in a way that we would never see if our eyes were open. And using serpent vision, you can slither along the ground and see which things are rotten at their roots. Using jaguar vision, you can walk around the edge and see what fruits will be perfect for the mouse, so that you will have a meal as a jaguar down the road. You fly above the field with condor vision and see where we will need to store the harvest in the fall, how we're going to lay up the seeds for next spring? Where is the water course? What is the floods that might come? Where is the desert encroaching on our field? We use condor vision to fly high above the field and see. And you, standing next to it, can see all three layers at the same time. Now can begin to see clearly. In previous calls, again, we've talked about the three stones of working at the corn planting moon. These are the three seeds that we will be working. There will be three physical stones, for those of you who come to the workshop, that we will work in a process called a nature painting. And you may already have those three stones, or they may just be three mythical stones that you have in your spirit hand, and you may or may not ever go out and physically find them. But right now, listening to this recording, being on this call, you can see the three stones, the three corn seeds clearly. And I just dropped the first one on the ground to plant the seed. You can see these seeds clearly. And you can see the weeds that no longer serve you wither and die and turn themselves under and into compost. If it is necessary, you will get a message now of what this means in consensual reality. What is it that you're doing? What are you working on in your day job that isn't serving you? If you need to know, one of the seeds in your hand will open up and tell you a message now of a project you should let die of its own accord or abandon. Take up the next stone or the next seed, and if there's a message that you need to know about a project that you've been had in the back of your mind for years, but it too is no longer right to let that go. What is something you've been dreaming about all your life, but ultimately it's not really a fruitful dream? Obvious, simple examples are dreaming of getting even of someone who did wrong for you, or proving that someone who said you would never be fruitful was wrong. Those kinds of vengeful dreams don't serve us. But there may be other kinds of pipe dreams that don't serve us as well. What has been a lifelong dream that maybe you should let go of? And so that message will go into the stone, and you may know it when you come out of this visualization, or you may not. A third message to track in terms of releasing and letting go is, what is something that you wanted to get done desperately this year or next year or 10 years from now? And that too may not be the right goal for you. So is there some concrete goal that you think is critically important for you to achieve, but maybe not, maybe not? Right now we're spiritually releasing these things and becoming unattached to the outcome. So you may let go of these dreams that you've held all your life and never return to them. Or you may find them coming back around. This is that old, probably fake Chinese proverb, of you have to let something go, and if it comes back to you, it is yours forever. And if it doesn't come back to you, it was never yours in the first place. This is the shamanic equivalent of that little hallmark saying. So how do we let go? Let us move forward. First, through summer solstice, we're going to do fire and despacho on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, the actual summer solstice, we'll be doing fire again. And the Kaiwalk rites integrating your vision, your three energy states, to provide balanced vision. The exercise we just did a moment ago, where you could see the field through serpent eyes, see the field through jaguar eyes, see the field through condor eyes. When we do the Kaiwalk rites, we will be wiring up your energy body in such a way that that state will no longer be metaphorical. It will become a natural way for you to perceive with your shaman eyes. That is what we're doing for Corn Planting Moon to begin the summer. Then we move into the Strong Sun's Moon, a full moon cycle of the strongest sun of the year. And we'll be pulling up the energy from the earth, learning how to channel energy through our veins like sap in a tree, like a flower. Learn to grow the way the flowers grow, drawing the energy up through the earth, allowing it to flow through the stalk of our body so that we can then open up our flower petals and our leaves to the heavens and receive the sunlight and the pollen from the bees. That is the work of the Strong Sun's Moon. Moving on to the work of the Ripe Berries Moon, August, we will learn to move through space and time. We will learn to be present in the moment, but equally present in every time. From the beginning of our life to the end of our life, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Shifting our focus at will through the past, to the present, to the future. Unlocking the energy of the present to serve the past and the future. Transforming wounds into power. Harvesting the now to support the rest of time. Moving from there to the harvest moon, winter equinox or fall equinox, when the transition occurs and the day and the night is exactly the same. Like that still point breathing when you're not really sure, do I inhale or exhale next? Is the air going in or is the air going out? Equinox is that time when day and night are exactly the same. And if you didn't know, didn't look at a calendar, you might not know, is this spring equinox or fall equinox? Am I beginning or am I ending? Am I harvesting or am I planting? Because the act of harvesting is also the act of planting. You're harvesting the fruits that you're going to eat over the winter, but you're also laying up the seeds that you're going to plant in the spring. So the harvest moon is integrating, assembling reality, discovering what crops have come to fruition, what is there to harvest in your life at this time. Taking the survey of your life in the present, harvesting the reality of the now, but using that to lay up the seeds, to assemble the fall and the spring and the winter. Assembling your future from the harvest of the present. Imagine yourself, seeing yourself clearly. If you've seen the pictures of Mosswood or if you've been to the Cascades, you know what it's like to be there in Duval, among the trees, the base of the mountains, in the presence of the Apus. Imagine you're there now. If you don't know, it's a clear space. We do energy work in the yurt, this circular building with a wooden floor, a little bit rustic. We do work at the fire outside in this large grassy field with the stars overhead. We do work with the mountains nearby, the beaver pond and the water just over the way. We do work in this large old rustic building. We do work with nature. And in this place you will learn to transcend space and time. And you will be learning to assemble reality from whatever you have. And imagine yourself there. I end all my workshops, 3-day workshops, with despacho. Imagine yourself at the closing despacho, having had an exhausting 3 days. It's amazing how much gets done in that 72 hours, which is really only about 60-some hours, because it's only Friday night and all day Saturday and half day Sunday, and it feels like a lifetime. Because it is. Because we're transcending a lifetime. We're healing a lifetime, past, present, and future. So imagine yourself sitting around at the closing despacho at fall equinox, and we have done this process of harvesting your crop, laying up your seeds, assembling your reality, looking back at the 3 moons of summer, an amazing amount of progress. You learn to see what the eyes cannot see, and then you spent 3 full moons channeling spirit energy, doing physical work every day, assembling a life of power and beauty and joy and abundance, no matter what the everyday circumstances are. You may unlock financial abundance and find a great job and make a lot of money. You may not. Things may go awry and the money just doesn't happen. Either way, you can assemble a beautiful reality out of the experience of your life. The art is surfing the wave that comes to you and learning to play, learning to not take yourself seriously, learning to not make assumptions, and finally, learning to play harder. That is the work of the harvest moon. And looking back to the work of this moon from that vantage point of the fall and an extensive completed summer, what can you see about your crops that you're planting now and next weekend? What is it that you're ready to let go of? What are you ready to pull up the roots and place in the compost pile? What are you ready to plow under? What are you ready to plant? There will be messages you will remember after this call in the real world about your job and your day job and your life. And there will be spirit messages in those stones, in those seeds of corn that may take days or months or years to unfold. But from that vantage point of the fall and the harvest, bring yourself back to the present, knowing that you will have had 3 moons of channeling spirit energy to grow these crops. What exactly is it that you want to plant this evening? What exactly is it that you want to plow under now? Gently and in your own time, without opening your eyes just yet, allow yourself to settle back into your body. Take a deep breath, a gentle breath, a full breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, keeping your eyes closed, staying relaxed, but becoming more aware, more awake. We return to the image of the rose. How does your rose appear to you now? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps is it even yet worn and tattered because of all of the protection it has been affording you? However it appears to you, allow it to become beautiful and new and fresh again. And allow yourself to place a beautiful, perfect rose gently in front of your energy body. Notice that this rose is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. It is floating gently in front of you, and it has been placed in a pot or cut and is in a vase. It is a beautiful rose. Is it a rosebud or is it in full bloom? And the symbolism of this beautiful, beautiful rose is that it is a perfect gift. It is a beautiful rose, and those who wish you well will see a beautiful rose. Should you meet someone who is a bit rude or poorly trained, and they try and steal your energy, to steal your fire, to steal your power, all they will get is a handful of thorns and the rose comes away easily, and you replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one. And now, gently in your own time, open your eyes and return to the room. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Jiggle your body a bit. Come wide awake. And if you've got any clear messages of actions you should be taking in the near term, go ahead and write them down. Feel free to journal some specific actions of what you want to plant and what you want to focus on, what you want to let go of. Are there some concrete things you need to do? Some phone calls you need to make? Some plans you need to shift and change in the next few weeks, the next few days, the next few hours? Allow yourself to jot down some notes and allow that to come to you. Allow it to come to you in dream time. If you have your three stones in the physical world, or even if they're still just spirit stones, have your three stones with you when you sleep tonight and in coming days, and allow yourself to nurture those seeds and allow the messages of this journey to germinate in those three stones on your bedstand or under your pillow. Very often I hold them on my chest, I now typically sleep still on my back most of the night so I can have stones lying on my chest all night long. Allow the stones to teach you what your ego is not ready to know. And as you do, you will be prepared for this summer of intense spiritual growth, the power of tracking energy in the present and in the past and in the future, the power of assembling reality. So we have the three-day weekend coming up next weekend, and then we have the opportunity to buy the three moons of summer, sign up for all three moons, sign up for just the moon at a time. Different ways to join the IU, different ways to perceive and do this work. It is an incredible honor to be your steward. If you're not a member of the IU, there are simple ways to join and practice. There are intense ways to join and practice. And I'll be posting more information about how to be a member and how to join our community in coming weeks and months. One of the coolest things about the website and the community is I now created a joint blog. So there's now, along with the Shamanic Wealth site where you're listening to this recording of being on this call from, but there's also now the Shamanic Wealth blog. And Rose Dedan, who is the woman who introduced me to Reiki and shamanism, she's my Reiki master, taught me the Reiki, and it is her lineage you will be joining if you come to the workshops in the summer. And Lori Anderson, who has been writing the Lunar Reflections e-zine, she and I sit down and talk about what the e-zine is going to be about, and then she actually does the writing for most of these 3 years. And Leanna Carbone, who has done training with Four Winds, I believe, and Jose Luis, and myself, will all be blogging, and so there'll be this venue of almost daily posts about shamanism and shamanic ideas from the four of us. And that's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting and exciting. Building that, and as well adding more material to the website and more material to the workshops. So I'm incredibly honored and excited to be working with all of you. And I look forward to new members joining the community, and I look forward to continuing to serve those of you who have been doing work for many moons now. So thank you for being a member of my IU. Thank you for being on this call. Thank you for listening to this recording. And most of all, thank you for sharing and caring. Good night.